This is WLVR. I'm Brad Klein. In the age of craft cocktails, there's a generations-old recipe from Pennsylvania's coal region that is still popular around the holidays. WLVR's Haley O'Brien spent some time learning about the tradition in a coal cracker's kitchen.
The drink is called Boilo, and it's also known as the coal miner's cure. It is shared between family and friends during the holidays. Sean Cantwell, who grew up in Shenandoah, Schuylkill County, makes it in his kitchen, starting with ginger ale and sliced oranges. He says it tastes
like Christmas exploded in your mouth. Citrus, yet it's got that a little bit of cinnamon to it. And, you know, a little bit of kick, enough to know that, hey, I better take it easy on this stuff.
Everyone has their own recipe, and some guard theirs closely. Schuylkill County bars usually host Boilo competitions this time of year. One ingredient all Boilo makers insist on is Four Queens whiskey. It's 101 proof, and they use it because it's got the most bang for the buck. Cantwell says that's what coal miners in the region always valued.
Those were hardworking middle-class Americans, you know, lower middle-class Americans back in the day, and, you know, they would use cheap whiskey. But it had to be a good, strong, cheap whiskey.
Four Queens is made by Laird & Company in New Jersey. Tom Alberico is the vice president of sales and marketing. He says almost all the whiskey sales are in Pennsylvania and mostly in what locals call the Skook.
70% or so of the sales are from Schuylkill County and those coal regions, and they come at this time of year. Now, we sell the product all year round, and it is purchased in other areas, but it's totally askew to Boilo.
Alberico says Boilo is the only reason the 101 proof alcohol is still sold. And if liquor stores were closed during the holidays this year due to the pandemic, it might never be available again. In his kitchen, Cantwell ladles the steaming liquid into a glass. He tinkers with his recipe every year.
Next time, just a little more honey and a little more cinnamon.
He is hoping this tradition won't die off soon.
And that's what we've been doing as a society, as a people forever. I mean, the people who came over from Ireland, they brought stuff with them and they added their American stuff to it. And that's the beauty of like American culture.
Cantwell will be sharing this batch of Boilo with his neighbors where he now lives in Carbon County. Haley O'Brien, WLVR News.
Well, it's been a year like no other, and it's a pleasure to look back and congratulate the WLVR news crew for bringing this station to life, working hard to bring you the local news that matters here in the Lehigh Valley, with the support of you, our Lehigh Valley listeners. Christine Dempsey, Jen Rehill, Tyler Pratt, Genesis Ortega, Juliana Wall, Jonas Bowen, Gabby Falk, and the PBS 39 Reporter Corps, and the entire team here at Lehigh Valley Public Media. Many are working from home. All are doing their best to keep each other safe and on the air to serve our community.